tuned now for the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lancer, and this is the Chamber Show. We are here every second and fourth Monday of the month on 1460 on your AM dial or www.wvox.com. The Chamber Show is a show that highlights everything going on at the Chamber of Commerce every 2 weeks. And we also like to feature a member of the Chamber of Commerce. And this week's guest, we have a special guest because they are having their grand opening this week. I have with me Peter Berman from Phoenix Salon Suites, which is a new location up on the north end of New Rochelle. We like to have businesses from the north end as well because we like to represent all of the businesses in New Rochelle, not only those on the downtown area, but we encompass at the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce all businesses in New Rochelle. So I'd like to welcome Peter Berman. Peter, thank you very much for being here today.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. It's great to be here. What a beautiful day we got.
Oh,
right?
Lucky us, right? A little cold, you know, but it's okay. So, Peter, I'd like to explain, I would like for you to explain, what is Phoenix Salon Suites? It's an interesting concept, and I know you have a lot to tell us about it. So go ahead.
Thanks. It's a great question. And Phoenix Salon Suites is, we think of it as a co-working space for health, beauty, and wellness. But really what it is an effort to change the lives of beauty professionals across the country. There's more than 800,000 people working as beauty professionals all across the country. The vast majority of them are women. And they're people that we see and deal with every day or week of our lives. And traditionally, they were in an economic situation that was less advantageous for them. Typically, in our area of the country, they were working on a commission basis. And Gina Rivera, who's the founder of Phoenix Salon Suites and a second-generation hairstylist, was working in the industry, getting ready to have her first child, and realized, this is tough, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the listeners probably deal with this as, you know, families, parents, needing time off to take care of their family, but working in a commission business, when you're not there, you're not making any money.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side was those commissions were so low, what they were being paid a lot of times in this industry, that the hairstylists, the barbers, nail technicians, manicurists, massage therapists, they don't make enough to save the money up for those times when they're out taking care of their family.
Unless they own the business.
Unless they own it. And owning it, we all know, is really tough.
Mm-hmm.
New Rochelle's a great place to do business, but
yes,
New York State is still a tough place to do business. So Gina came up with this idea, which was, let's make a salon where this beauty professionals, we call them salon professionals, where they can actually own their own business, but not have to deal with all of the challenges. They don't have to deal with building permits. They don't have to deal with contractors and construction and owning the business and cleaning the bathrooms.
Because right. It's a lot to learn in starting a business, and that, I think, inhibits many from opening their business. So you're right saying that.
Right. And when we talk to other chamber members and business owners, mm-hmm, what do they say? They say, I don't get to do my craft anymore because I'm busy running a business and cleaning toilets and mm-hmm all those other things.
Yes.
So we do all of that for them. All they do is what they want to do, which is take care of their customers and be creative and artists,
right,
and all those great things. So that's what we do. We took a little bit more than 5,000 square feet over at 77 Quaker Ridge Road in the North Ridge Shopping Plaza. And we built out 29 individual suites. They're fully furnished, set up for hair salons, manicurists, nail technicians, massage therapists, estheticians, really anything you can think of in health, beauty, and wellness.
So do they have their own private suite within your location? How does it work?
Absolutely. So they have their own private suite.
Mm-hmm.
It's fully furnished. They have their own hair wash sink or hand wash sink, cabinetry, salon chairs, styling chairs, massage tables.
So it's completely private.
Completely private.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's even better?
What?
Even better than having your own sink and your own space and control of it is they have their own thermostat.
Oh, that is nice, because that is part of the problem with women is that everybody's on their own zone, right?
That is absolutely correct. When you talk to women in the beauty industry and you tell them that they're going to have control over the temperature, they can have any level of heat and air conditioning they want at any time of day.
That's a good selling point.
At any time of year, it is absolutely the best selling point. And it's also control over their life. So if you've been renting a chair or you've been a commission-based stylist, someone else controls your destiny because they tell you what hours you can have your chair. Or conversely, they tell you what hours you have to be there. With us, we give 24/7 access and don't require anything. You come and go as you please.
And their space is their space, correct?
Their space is their space. Okay. We don't enter it unless there's flood, fire, or famine. We're not going into their suite other than to help them with maintenance at their invitation.
That's amazing. So they really are business owners within a business. It's like a business within a business, correct?
Exactly. And and listen, this has been going on for 20 years. We've all known about this, right? There's major companies that do this for office and lawyers and accountants and business executives, if you will, co-working spaces. And this is for health, beauty, and wellness. It's an amazing concept.
It is an amazing concept. One of the reasons why we wanted to have you on is not only for your grand opening that's coming up this Thursday, which we're going to talk about, but also because I wanted to bring up, like, new year, new you. So not only can you visit Phoenix Salon Suites to get a kind of one-stop shopping, you can have your nails done, you can have a massage, you can have a hair salon appointment or anything like that, but you can also, new year, new you, start your own business. So this is a chance for hairdressers, manicurists, anyone who is in that industry to say, you know what, I've been wanting to do this. This is going to be the year because you've made it easy for them. You've kind of taken the guesswork out of starting your own business. All they have to do is sign up with you and get started, correct? I mean, they should have their own LLC or something like that. Or do you cover insurance and all of that as well?
So there's a couple of really interesting points in there. We're really careful not to give out business advice. There are chamber members, accountants, and lawyers that would be better suited. But my brother and I have been in small private business for almost 20 years. But yeah, to your point, whether or not they need an LLC, that's something really personal they should go over with their accountant, but it's not a requirement that we have. Quite a few of our salon professionals are independent business people acting as sole proprietors, just keeping a pile of receipts and their revenue and the accountants figuring it out at the end of the year. That being said, they can choose to operate in their own personal name, an LLC, a corporation, a trade name. That's their business. It's really up to them.
Right.
We don't regulate it in any way. We do provide all of the insurance.
Okay.
And that's a really surprising one for a lot of the women coming in. We have general liability every business owner has, you know, if somebody were to trip and fall or some unforeseen circumstance. And then we have what's commonly referred to as malpractice or professional liability. If in the course of doing someone's hair, they injured them, they damaged their hair, the customer sued them, that's also our insurance. So there really is nothing as a barrier or hurdle for them to need from the business perspective. They do need to be licensed for their trade or craft. So in New York, that's generally speaking a cosmetology license. And then we provide them the insurance certificate and a pathway to a quick permit that you need from New York State that basically you do online and you're telling New York State, I am a licensed cosmetologist and this is where I'll be practicing. Pretty routine stuff. A lot of them will have seen that paperwork in the past when they moved locations. And if not, we have a great office team led by Jessica who will walk them right through that process.
Okay. So now is somebody always there at Phoenix Salon Suites? I mean, do you have your own, like, is Jessica there at Phoenix Salon Suites or is there just whoever is the, let's see, the professional, the cosmetology professional is there. And there could be just them and it potentially no other people doing business there.
Right. So it's a really wide-ranging answer as to who's there at any given moment. I just came from our New Rochelle location, and right now there's one person there. It's our staff person. So we have a staff person at our locations 7 days a week from 8:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Depending where your listeners are, if they're not in New Rochelle and they visit a Phoenix, they may see different versions of that. Okay. But that's what Howie and I have found is the best solution. So we have that on-site coordinator. Their primary job is to keep the place clean, beautiful, and maintained. And at any other times, they're also responsible for any issues or concerns that the salon professionals have. But we are not in the business of doing beauty services, so we don't necessarily have somebody there all the time.
The model of the business is so unique. If you're a cosmetology professional and you want to come in and start your own businesses, this is the place to do it. This is working at your own space as a cosmetology professional. So it's an amazing type model, I think, and it's a great opportunity for you to start your own business. If you wanted to call into the show today, the number is 914-636-0110. And you can ask Peter any questions that you may have. And we also want to invite you. Why don't you talk about the grand opening that's coming up too, Peter?
Absolutely. This Thursday at 2 p.m., we're inviting everybody, whether you're a salon professional or just the general public at large, New Rochelle Chamber members. Obviously, we'd love to have a chance to meet. So we're inviting you at 2 p.m. We're going to have a ribbon cutting, take some pictures, a little bit of snack and free food. Always brings people out.
The mayor will be there. I'll be there.
Yeah. The mayor and Jennifer, come meet all of the celebrities here at New Rochelle. Yeah.
And then not only that, if you just want to check it out as a client, you want to come in and see how this operates, it's a great opportunity to see the location and see what's available to you. So we're going to be right back, and I will talk more about this awesome, awesome opportunity and anything you may have. Again, 914-636-0110. When we come back, we're going to talk about where it is, too. Thank you for listening.
Westchester and Bronx business owners and managers brag about their products and services on WVOX. Smart and effective advertising now heard all over the world and right in your own backyard. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Let's return to the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lancer, and I'm here with Peter Berman, and we're talking about Phoenix Salon Suites, which is a great opportunity for women or even men, right, in business.
Absolutely.
Who want to start their own business but don't want to get into the headache of going through all of, you know, finding a location and setting up a lease and all of this other nuances and starting a business that sometimes it's so time-consuming and it's difficult to do. That they take the guesswork out of that. All you have to do is make sure you have your own kind of business permits and make sure that you have a cosmetology license and whatever you need to do in order to practice anything having to do with hair or makeup or nails. And then they do that for you. So what we didn't talk about is where you're located and how to get in touch with you, Peter. Why don't you talk about that first?
Absolutely. So the first way to get in touch with us, the way that most of our salon professionals really seem to prefer, is via text at area code 845-651-3811. So you can call that number and we'll pick up the phone, or you can text that number any time of day and our whole team can actually see it. Kind of cool technology. So that number is 845-651-3811. And of course, you can visit us online at phoenixsalonsuites.com or on Instagram at phoenixsalonsuiteshv or of course on Facebook, Phoenix Salon Suites Tri-State. And that's us. But the text one's probably where we get contacted most on the first go-round, and that would be, again, 845-651-3811. And really, you don't have to worry about permits or anything else. If you're working as a beauty professional, give us a call. Come in for a quick tour. Take a look. And we'll go over it and figure it out.
Okay. So you can help them with all of that. So that's terrific.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I sometimes feel like makeup artists don't need any type of cosmetology. Because they're not really dealing with the skin inside the skin, and that's the difference. Because that's how they do it in the department stores. They don't need a license or anything like that. And you know what was one of the interesting things is seeing pictures of some of the sites that you have is that they all had their unique way of decorating their rooms, which I loved because it's not just one space. Because when you go into a salon, you kind of have an idea of what the salon's about. But in your location, it's interesting that you can go from one room to the next and the style is so different. Like one was really frilly, one was very modern. So I really like that. That's neat.
Yeah, you're tapping into a really unique part of their personalities in general. They're creative types, right? If you ask me what color to paint this studio, I would say white because it is white.
Yes.
But that's not the way that they see the world. And if you think about their career when they're in a traditional open-air salon or barbershop or nail shop, it's really an expression of the owner. Not of them as an artist. Mm-hmm. So when they come in, they get a suite that's fully painted. We call it Phoenix Tan. It's pretty much a cream or a beige. And it's a canvas. Some of the women and men will come in. They'll just hang pictures, make it their own environment, and that's it. Other people will come in like you've seen. They'll do faux brick walls. They'll do, I always refer to hot pink paint with glitter. Go to town as much as you want. There's no security deposit. You can be set up literally within the same amount of time that it takes to tour and pick out your suite. You fill out a quick agreement. I tell people, think of it more like a hotel. You sign up, you use it, somebody else takes care of the maintenance. When you're done, you hand it back, they come in, they clean up, they change the sheets. And that's what we do. There's no security deposit. So they sign up, they get a beautifully painted suite, they paint it hot pink with glitter, they're with us for some long period of time. At some point, they decide to move on. We just ask for 6 weeks' notice, and off they are on their way. So there's no landlord, there's no lease, there's no security deposit, there's none of that.
Wow, that really makes it easy. So tell us a little, you have an event coming up, which sounds very interesting, called a scissor sharpening. That sounds fun.
That's right. So at Phoenix, we really try to look at what are the pinch points for the salon professionals. We're looking for the places where we can help them make it easier without getting in their way.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody needs their scissors sharpened. We don't think of it as the customer, but it's a really profound, expensive process for them. So we found a gentleman named Eric Wunder with a business called Fix My Edge. And he is a certified sharpener under the National Beauty Tool Sharpener Guild. Who knew this existed,
right?
Right? But Eric's, it's really exciting. Eric's coming out on February 25th to our location at 77 Quaker Ridge Road in New Rochelle in the Northridge Shopping Plaza up on the second floor. You'll see our sign as soon as you come past it.
Let's give a landmark. It's in the Cosi Shopping Center, right? It's that one.
Absolutely. Okay. In the Cosi Shopping Center, and I paid attention today, the biggest sign in the plaza is Harman Cousins.
Harman, right. Okay, so people would know that.
We're up to the right. Eric's going to be there. He's going to give about a 60-minute presentation on really how to best maintain what they refer to as shears in the industry so that you get the most out of it and maximize your effectiveness. And then we are going to pay for all of our salon professionals to have their shears sharpened by Eric.
Wow. So, and you said it's really a free cool event. Anyone could go.
Free event. We invite everyone who's a salon professional.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else can stay at home with their Cutco knives. We're really focused on salon professionals. But even if you're not with us at Phoenix, come check it out. Meet Eric, see what it's all about, and we'd love a chance to meet you and show you around.
Yeah, that's great. And you did give tours, right? If somebody wanted to go and check it out before, can besides the grand opening, they can call and text you and make an appointment to come in and see the space.
Absolutely. Shoot us a text. A quick 10-minute tour gives you a quick overview. There's no pressure. It's a very much we offer what we offer. You could assume there's probably 3,000 or 4,000 salon professionals licensed in Westchester County.
Mm-hmm.
We only have 30 suites.
Wow.
So there's not a tremendous urgency. Like, we want to find the salon professionals that are looking for that next stage in their career. You know, we talk a lot about starting a business. One of the interesting things we found, my brother and I own 6 locations in Phoenix right now, and we'll come back next year and tell you. Hopefully that number will be up. But at our 6 locations, almost a third of our salon professionals previously owned their own salon or barbershop.
Wow. So you're really giving great opportunity out there. That's wonderful. One question. How many, we only have about a minute or so, but how many women are successful in this business?
You know, that's a great question. As business people, we think of success as how long they stay in a suite, mm-hmm. if they're there for X amount of time. Our successful stylists are the ones that fulfill what they came to us for. Some people come to us for 20 months because they're married to someone who's in the military and they're posted here. Other people come to us because they have 3 years left till retirement and they want to see that out. And we have a great cake for them at the end. So really, our success is as long as they were successful. So it really is 100%.
Right. It does. It's based on the person. Well, I want to thank you, Peter. We are so happy that you came today. And we are looking forward to the grand opening Thursday again. It's Thursday at 2 p.m. It's in the Harman Shopping Center. So we just want you to join us at, what's the address again?
77 Quaker Ridge Road, New Rochelle. And text us at 8-